This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
This might sound a little counterintuitive, but hang in with me here for a second, would you? You know how I say all the time how important consumers are to this economy? Same thing increasingly applies in China. Yes, there are systemic differences in our economies, but capitalism with Chinese characteristics now includes consumers. And as the world's second biggest economy recovers, along with the planet, as Mitchell was saying, slowly, domestic consumption, which is what economists say when they mean people buying stuff, that is way behind Chinese manufacturing and export, those industries there. So retailers are sharpening their focus on young consumers, women in particular. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack hit the streets of Shanghai to find out what people are willing to spend their money on.
Shanghai's TX Huaihai Mall is the trendiest place to see and be seen for college students, like finance major Zhou Hui. She has platinum blonde hair and coral lipstick paired with an oversized black t-shirt.
I can spend anywhere from $400 to $700 a month on clothing and eating out.
That didn't change even during the COVID-19 lockdown last year. She just spent more online. Zhou Hui is the type of consumer TX Mall is targeting. 18 to 25, and financially carefree, thanks in part to growing up under the one-child policy, says the head of the TX Mall project, Tiffany Xu.
They may have up to six adults, their parents, and both sets of grandparents taking care of them, and they don't have any housing pressures because as an only child, they inherit all of their parents' and grandparents' properties. That's why this generation is willing to spend.
And what they want to spend on are harder to get items, like what mall tenant ENG Clothing sells. The owner, Sherry Huang, says during this past year, her sales have increased a lot.
One reason is consumers can't leave China. The other is we choose popular items from the US and Europe that haven't arrived in China yet. That's why we have celebrity clients like actress Fang Bingbing buying from us.
No international travel has also been good for one Silicon Valley startup called BorderX Lab. Its e-commerce app links China's middle class to the likes of Harrods, Macy's, and Saks Fifth Avenue. CEO Albert Shen says about 70% of his customers are female.
In China, Chinese women usually are the keeper of the purse and the driver of purchase decision for the family.
In China, this is called the she economy. Reliable numbers on its size are hard to come by. But young women are the dominant buyers when it comes to pets and wine, for example. And more of them are spending on video games. And their tastes are broadening.
When we started 6 years ago, the society developed a consumer culture by the trend. Everyone wants to like the same bags or same lipstick.
People bought brands to acquire status, Shin says. Now they're buying self-expression. Back at TX Mall, college grad An Xin is wearing a pair of blue and white Nike high tops, but says she won't buy more.
Because of the issue over the use of Xinjiang cotton, I stopped supporting Nike.
She's referring to Nike and other brands pledging to not source cotton from the Chinese western region of Xinjiang, where there are concerns of forced labor, an allegation the Chinese government denies. In response, China's Communist Youth League sparked a boycott of overseas firms. This comes at a time when more young people are coming around to Chinese brands. Again, ENG clothing boss Huang.
Right now, patriotism is popular, so I've also introduced some Chinese brands into our collection.
She says young people want to buy brands whose values they support, and they're willing to pay a premium. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.